Yeah.
I like Power of Love. That's one of my favorite songs.
Power of Love.
Mm. Yeah, I don't dislike Huey Lewis. I really enjoyed the use of Huey Lewis in the news in American Psycho.
Oh, right. Sure. They had all sorts of 80s music, and they're just cranking away. Mm-hmm. Right.
I think that was he was put to his best use during that that soundtrack.
That was effective.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, Steve.
Hey.
This is Martin from the South Side.
Hey, Martin.
This is going to be a little short, but I've been listening since 78 when you was on WLS.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to the service, and then I came back, and you were gone. I just recently looked you up on the internet and found that you had a podcast, so I subscribed.
Thank you.
And
also, thank you for your service.
The rest is history. Glad you're back on the air. I got something in common with you and Joe Walsh, or Joe Walsh in particular. I'm a Gulf War vet, and I've got 15 years clean.
Right.
And when I was getting high, I used to listen to you all the time.
Me too.
And you really made a difference because I was in despair, and you brought me out of it.
Yeah, right on.
Keep up the good work. Tell Dog and Brendan, they cool too. Your wife. And also, how did your wife get such a big vocabulary? She knows a lot of words that you always use them. And I always wonder how she got such a big vocabulary. Anyway, love the show. Love you. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't let nobody put you down. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, man.
Very nice.
Yeah. And congrats to you on the clean and sober.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
And I also am, maybe, I don't know, I'm clean and sober, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if he didn't know that or if he meant that I helped him with that. I'm not really sure. Mm-hmm. But whatever, it's worked out for him and for Joe and myself. And Janet, she's very smart, and she was an English major.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to law school. She's a lawyer, and she reads a lot.
Yeah,
and she's just really smart.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, smart. And loves the English language.
Mm-hmm.
And has helped me a lot because I'm as a high school dropout, I was missing a few
of the basics.
The basics.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, here or there. So that's worked out pretty well. In so many ways. Today when I was walking Rosie, there were two ladies that I think they stopped and started having a chat on a corner that they knew I had to pass by because they wanted to meet Rosie, which is, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure me too. Man,
For sure.
And they were very nice. And one of them had a big dog, like a Labradoodle, a big one, though. Sometimes they're pretty big. Yeah. Rosie's not real big. And the other one had a Bichon
Frise
or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
And Rosie was good with both of them, but she was, when there's two dogs and you don't know either dog, you smell the one dog, but then the other dog's trying to smell your butt. So you're like, whoa,
yeah.
Hold on a second now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go in a circle formation.
She got a little tangled or whatever, but they were very nice. And, one of them was, remember that Sully guy we had as an intern?
Yeah, Sully.
Yeah. She's friends with his parents, and she was saying that that we treated him very well, and they were very grateful, and that he, you know.
Yeah.
So I thought that was good to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, Sully the cock blocker? I didn't say that. But I did tell the story about how the time we were at Hooters.
Yeah.
And all the girls were coming up to him instead of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a good-looking kid.
Yeah.
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 Don't need that.
No, actually, I mean, people came up to be, they came up to get autographs. But was he at a table right by us? Like, working all the waitresses or something? There was the flow chart had been interrupted.
Mm-hmm.
It had been turned upside down by his handsomeness.
Right.
Yeah,
which is still you. I'm sorry that I get it. You're handsome. That doesn't change the flow of things.
Right. Right.
Yeah. One of the
handsome man steps into a river. It doesn't change. You can be handsome and step into the Mississippi. The flow of the river does not change.
Exactly.
Yeah. One of the Hooters waitresses took a liking to him. So yeah.
And stopped waiting on us. She sat down and just started talking to him. That's what it was.
He got all sorts of apps, though, which was good for him.
Yeah. Good kid.
Yep.
And so that was. It was nice to hear that back. You know, it's nice to hear a good thing back.
Yes.
About yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And or your work and your coworkers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And whatnot. And that's all. I somehow we got talking about grandkids. Oh, because of the dogs being hypoallergenic, and I said it's because of the grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
And I blow people's minds when I say 9 grandkids.
Yeah, I know.
9? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 9. And the oldest one is going to be 7.
Yeah.
So all 7 and under.
Man, oh, man. That's a lot of grandkids.
Oh, my God. I know, right? It's cool with me. I mean, it's great, but. Okay, how many calls have I played?
3.
Did I play all 3?
I think we did. Did we? I don't know.
I don't know. I can't remember.
There was Marty from the South Side.
Yeah, Stevens Martin again. I almost forgot. About 10 years ago, I was the caller. You were talking about pizza or something. And I called you, told you about the drive-by pizza, where you go into the projects, and instead of them delivering the pizza, you come down, and they drop off the pizza, and they keep going. Just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
I do remember that.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
I recall that.
Yeah, they don't bring it to the door.
Mm-hmm. Drive-by.
Yeah, come on down. I'll slow down to about 20.
Uh-huh.
And it's on the roof of the car.
Uh-huh.
See if you try to grab it.
Yep.
All right, Martin, thank you. So now I've taken all 3.
Okay.
I believe. He was the one time when he called, it just said, gave the number, and then the next time it said his name. So
gotcha.
Don't know why. Martin. All right. What else is happening, gentlemen?
Well, I don't know.
I've been very busily exercising every day.
Well, that's good to hear. Hearing that you took the dog out for a walk made me wonder about how you're dressed in coach
fat
gear.
Fat gym coach.
Yeah. So every day basis you're doing something?
I'm trying to, yeah.
Mm-hmm, good.
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
So far, so good. I kind of got it. When I started doing it in Florida, I realized that how much better I feel if I do it.
Mm-hmm. Without question.
Yeah.
But, you know, being sick last year, first I had my foot surgery. Then I got sick.
Yeah.
So I couldn't really do it. And then once you stop feeling guilty that you're not doing it, you're home free.
Yeah.
You don't have to ever do it again.
Yeah, right.
Until you just get to the point where you hate yourself so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I was at that point, but also I'm in Florida by myself. There's no excuse to not go outside and do something. Mm-hmm. There's just no excuse.
Right.
Right. So that helped. And plus I got that bike, which I do like riding bikes. I got to get me a new bike for up here. Joe said he'd help me with that. He's coming in tomorrow.
You want to get the matching bike?
Essentially, yeah. Mm-hmm. My bike that I have, the Tom Thayer bike that he's got, it's just not. It's only got 3 gears and coaster brakes, and I find myself as an old man needing 7 gears, and I need to put the brake on just to get off.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty hard to get off of a bike with a coaster brake if you're, you're having a little trouble getting off the bike.
You want it to be solid. And,
yeah. But I love my straight 8.
Yeah.
Love it. So I don't know what I'll do with that. Maybe.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to Dahl.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.